this one was different, definitely a more severe hit.
Michael McCall graduated last month from Canisius High School in Buffalo. He suffered the concussion back in August of 2012 while on the practice field. McCall appeared Thursday at his former grade school, St. John the Baptist School in Kenmore. He shared his injury story with 6th, 7th, and 8th graders.
I mean, I think you need to be smart about it. I think you definitely need to be teaching the right tackling techniques from top to bottom in football, for sure. And I think that you need to teach the kids that it's definitely not worth it to go back in after you've received a certain hit.
During his recovery, McCall worked with a team of doctors from Dent Neurology and Dr. John Leedy of UB. Leedy was awarded a $1 million grant by the NFL to study the effects of these types of injuries and the recovery process. Linda Garrity, who serves as media director at St. John's Grade School, tutored McCall during his recovery.
It was really interesting how his brain was functioning because, for instance, he could do complex trig and pre-calc, and yet when we get down to the very basic of what is 2 minus 6, he would be sitting there saying, I remember you teaching me this. I remember, you know, and he'd give the example and the lesson of how, but he could not process it.
Nationally, the rate of brain concussions among high school athletes has more than doubled between 2005 and 2012. As an athlete, McCall was initially eyed by some prestigious colleges to play football, but his injury ended those plans.
Because his top vertebrae was slightly tipped and shifted, and he was seeing double, he couldn't read, he couldn't lift his head up and down without it triggering a migraine.
Along with normal concussion systems or symptoms of like sensitivity to light, sound, stuff like
sleep.
That, headache.
Yeah. And sleep.
Still, despite his concussion, McCall and his mother, Peggy McCall, say they would not discourage other students from participating in sports.
What do you say to a parent that is really on the edge of letting their child play sports because they're so fearful of it?
I get asked this quite often, and in all honesty, if I knew what I knew and Michael, you know, my other son was coming up. I have 3 sons and a daughter, and they wanted to play football. I'd have to let them.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.